بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشعر فوق بلوي الشيخ الرومي وقت شيخ العرب والعجم شاكي محمد اختفى بنور الله مرقده. التايتل هي جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, کیسے پائے گا ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, کیسے پائے گا ذل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے, فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے, تیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی, تیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. فیض مرشد کی کیا کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی, دل میں لذت درد پنہانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں, جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفانی. میر میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا, کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا, کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل بھی, دیکھ کر مو جے دل کی طغیانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے ایمام کیسے احسانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جامع مینا کی ہے فروانی. Title of this poem is that there are abundance of goblets of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So normally a person, he goes to the tavern and then he enjoys the drink of the cup of the wine, but here in the khanqah then there are many many goblets, many many cups of the enjoyment of Allah ta'ala's love that is to be found. There are plenty of it. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، تر کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. And that person whom Allah Ta'ala فضل descends, then he leaves the way of shaitan. Yeah, فضل رحمانی, and our Shaykh al-Hadith, name is Mullah Fazlur Rahman, and he told us, sometimes you go to the subcontinent and you see in various places, houses, bungalows, businesses, some manzils written there. And then below that they say, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي, that this is my fadl, this is the grace of my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our Shaykh al-Hadith, Daun Barakat, says that why didn't they read further? لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ, that this fadl of Allah, definitely it's there. But are you using the ni'mat and bounties to make shukr, to be grateful? Or are you making it, using it in the disobedience of Allah and showing your ungratefulness? So the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person leaves the masjid, he makes Allah, he reads the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, we ask of your benevolence, we ask you of your grace. After the Jummah salah, we are told to go and seek the benevolence, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ulama explain that fadl tafaddal alayna bi funun al ala ma istihqaqina bi afal al iqab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fadl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is raining upon us all the time, despite that we are deserving of Allah ta'ala's punishment, the day in and day out that we are involved in so many gunas and making a nashukri of Allah ta'ala's ni'mat and bounties. We are supposed to get the punishment of Allah, but yet Allah Ta'ala is still giving us. And this he person who leaves the path of shaitan. وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that do not follow the pathway of shaitan. Many a times a person is enjoying the ni'mat and bounties of Allah, yet he is sinning. Allah Ta'ala is still giving him. And this is istidraj. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُ بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلِمْ أَوَّابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That when they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلِمْ أَوَّابَ. We open for them the doors of everything. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Then become happy. I'm deserving of this. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا مَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Allah ta'ala pulls the carpet below them immediately. Allah ta'ala destroys them. Allah ta'ala save us. So a person shouldn't think now, I'm sinning, what ulama are talking about? What are the Jama'ah brothers coming and talking to me about? What are the Khanka people talking to me about? I'm enjoying myself, but yet this is istidraj. So a person shouldn't follow the path of shaitan, because one is Hizbullah, Hizbushi. Hizbullah is the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember in our masjid, so two people came to me and they told me, That Maulana, you need to come on board to assign, to affiliate to a certain political party. Another person came and said, you also come to our party. You stand for elections, whatever. So, Hazrat said, very good, but work from behind. But Muhammad, work, belong to Allah Ta'ala's party. Don't belong to all these parties, belong to Allah Ta'ala's party. Dosto, dard dil ki daulat ko dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. That, oh friends, the love of Allah, the pain of Allah Ta'ala's love, the pain is enjoyable. Like a husband will go, he'll take all the means, if that wife of his, that she wants a certain shoe, and a certain color, a certain type. Now he'll go to every shop, he'll take that difficulty upon himself. Why? Because end of the day he knows he's bringing pleasure to the wife. He's going to make her happy. So yeah, also, oh friends, that this pain of the heart, this dolat, dil mein paate sirf mein Rabbani. This only found at the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbani means that Allah wala. Those people who have connection of Allah. Those people who have nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. These are the people who are living their lives. We look at them through and through. They are the sadiqeen. They are carrying the great nisbat and bounty of the ma'rifat of Allah. The love and the ishq of Allah. حاصل درد اہلِ نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. And those people who are carrying this nisbat is something very, very important. That, and the people, the creation says, then look at this person, he is Allah wala. People on their tongues, Allah Ta'ala makes it happen. And the people will say, look at, he is Allah wala. He is the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see, anything attributed to Allah is something very, very great. For example, we say Ka'batullah or Baytullah. The house of Allah is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem, we say Kitabullah. It is the nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we say Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the Rasul of Allah. Then we get respected brothers, in the case of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, the camel, Naqatullah, the camel of Allah. So everything that is attributed to Allah is something very, very great. And then what to say, Awliyaullah. Ala inna Awliyaullah. That the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the ones who are carrying this love of Allah and this nisbat and the ma'rifat of Allah. When a person makes that connection, then he becomes very, very happy. His whole life becomes enjoyable. Like it was mentioned here, that a person who leads a life of sin, then Allah Ta'ala says, danqa ma'ishatan danqa. Allah Ta'ala grants him a very restricted life, very difficult life. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. That your life becomes very restricted. The earth, which is very, very vast, now becomes very constrained, very, very tight for that person. Whereas on the other hand, Allah ta'ala promises that that person who brings iman, perfects his iman, he does good deeds, Allah ta'ala says, لَنُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah ta'ala grants him a very beautiful life, enjoyable life. We're not talking about the life of the qabr, the life of the after. Already in this life, he is enjoying himself. Amidst everything that is happening, he is not worried. Because why? He's got connection and nisbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people are talking that this person is Allah wala. It is mentioned in the hadith, who is the wali of Allah? Who is the friend of Allah? that when you look at him, man dhakkarakum billahi ru'yatuhu, that when you look at him, then he reminds you of Allah. In another hadith, dhakkar Allah or dhikir Allah, you are reminded of Allah. Or when you look at the man of Allah, then immediately you start making the dhikr of Allah. You think, you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the hadith goes on to say, وَزَادَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. And when he speaks, then pearls of wisdom come out, and this increases your knowledge. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And his actions reminds you of the akhirah. So just being in the company of the Ahlullah, so much of benefit. Shaykh Kamil says, جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. That person who wants to remain independent of the friends of Allah, how is he going to get the shade of Allah Ta'ala's mercy? How is he going to get the shade of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat? So the person is mustaqil bizzat. He said, I am independent. Then he's rather mustaqil bizzat. He is a person who is far away. He's heading towards doom. So sitting in a company of Allah, and we cannot be independent of the awliya Allah. And to such an extent, when a person goes into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala tell the banna that before you enter into Jannat, فَدْخُلِي فِي إِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, enter amongst my servants, and then enter into Jannah. So imagine in Jannat also you will see will be the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, etc. So in this world also, every moment of our life, we are in need of the Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And how to get that mercy is to make nisbat, some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi used to say that when I took bear to on the hands of Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi, then either one of three things would happen. Sometimes I had some doubt, then I used to go in a majlis. And then he used to say that without even me asking, Hazrat Rahmatullahi used to start speaking on that subject. And whatever doubts, whatever questions I had, automatically used to be answered. Then the second thing used to say that sometimes I had a question in my mind, and I wanted to ask Hazrat, but Allah Ta'ala made it such, Allah Ta'ala made another person ask the Hazrat, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. So Allah Ta'ala used another person to ask the question that he wanted to know. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that Hazrat gave the answer. And the third thing he mentioned, that sometimes without even speaking, just sitting in the company of the Ahlullah without even speaking, I derive so much of benefit. So much of benefit is to come to the khankas and to benefit from the awliya Allah. Jis karta hai door manzil se, peer tera hogar che lasani. That sometimes a person, even though he's making nisbat, he's making connection with the Ahlullah, but he's not leaving out gunas. And your shaykh can be lasani, there's no equal to your shaykh, there's no second to your shaykh. Your shaykh is piran peer, he is the king of all kings, or king of all the peer. And he is the shaykh which is very, very famous. But if you yourself do not leave that fisk and leave out sin, then a person will not progress. That is why we come to the khankam. And we mention the wrongs. Unfortunately, when we are talking about myself, we come, we only mention the good, the positive things. The Hazrat, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But the negative things that in your life, what you are doing, that you're not hardly saying anything. And that is why we have to come, we have to speak. Either speak to Hazrat direct, or send an email, or make mashwara. So in this way, all your problems can be solved. Through Allah Ta'ala will make such decisions through the Shaykh, through his tongue, through his mashwara, through his thinking, Allah Ta'ala will make it such, make it easy. So that when a person now holds on to those teachings of the Shaykh, the person will find a very enjoyable life, inshaAllah. So is the Murshid ki ye karamat hai, koi rumi hai, koi khakani. And this is the barakat of sitting in the company of the pious people. This is the karamat that some person becomes a Rumi, Malan Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ali, Mahadar Khakani rahmatullah ali, great buzruks, awliya Allah. If you look, what was the starting point? Hazrat Shaykh Masihullah rahmatullah ali, this red daradi, his mafuzat, he said in deen there are three things. One is tashweek, one is ta'aleem, and one is takmeel. Tashweek is to create the desire in people, the thirst for knowledge. So he said, Alhamdulillah, the Tablighi Jamaat are doing it. They're going door to door, reminding the person of what is required of him, the shortness of this life, the everlasting night of the year after, what is needed from us, what a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring sunnah in our life. So this, they are creating the tashweek, they are creating the shock and the desire. Then the ta'aleem, Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has created the madaris, whether it is the makatib, whether it is the darul ulums, whether it is the mobile madrasas in a form of tabligh going out in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the ta'aleem part of it. Then the takmeel, the end part of it, the perfection of it, is that when a person comes and sits in the sohbat of the awliya Allah. And there a person will be done the fine tuning. Like the panel beater takes out the final dents of the car. So you also, when you come to the final dents, that all the wrongs, the minor things and all the things that will take you away from the mercy of Allah, the Shaykh now will guide you, inshaAllah. Mast rakhti hai saare alam se dil mein lazzat dard pinhani. That now this person now in this world, he becomes such that he goes in a trance and he becomes independent of all the enjoyments. All the attractions and the distractions around him, he becomes independent of it. He's not taken aback by all these things. Why? Because he's got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya halawat hai usko jeene mein, jisko milta hai jam rifani. And what halawat, what enjoyment, what sweetness and pleasure a person will have when he drinks from the cup of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, that he said that a person in his life, he tastes everything, and when he leaves this world, there is one thing that really, the real taste of it will benefit him in every step of his life. Someone asked him, what are you talking about? So he said, I'm talking about the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person gains the marifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every step of his life will be enjoyable. In this world, in a qadr, in a ya after, when a person gains the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mere dil se kasta mein jam wa meena ki hai farwani. Sometimes our dil, our heart becomes broken. Sometimes a person is looking forward to commit one guna, and that thing that he loves is very enjoyable to him. He loves a certain thing. He wants to do a certain thing. He wants to look at a certain thing. He wants to touch a certain. So all these things is haram. But now he leaves it out. He breaks his heart. So the ulama explain, break anything you want, but never break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Break your heart. Like it is mentioned of that person, the king, who was the minister of the king. Ayaz. And one occasion the king made announcement that I got a certain pearl or certain gemstone, and he ordered everyone to break it. So everyone said, King, how can you break it? Such a valuable gemstone, such as something valuable, priceless. Then Ayaz came forward without any hesitation. He goes and he breaks it to smithereens. So people ask him, what's wrong with you? How are you so courageous and so brave? So he said, what is more important? Is it the gemstone is more important or the command of the king? The command of the king. So here from this, Allama Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah said that those gemstones, so to say, become very beloved to us in the form of gunas. Those gunas look very, very valuable to us, very enjoyable to us. But the person needs to break it. A person can break his heart, but never break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rast karte hain ahle sahil sab dekar muj dil ki tughyani. People become envious of the people on ahle sahil, means those on the shore, those who got palatial homes, those who got everything of this dunya, everything is going their way. And they also have this envy. Look at this Allah wala. Look at the people who are coming towards deen. And the people don't look at up to them. They look at to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, to all those things that connect them towards deen. And then the mood, the waves of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, rahmat and pleasure and love and marifat comes in the heart of the awliya Allah. Today people are talking the third wave, etc. So we need to make this dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallim lana mutaqabbala. We need to make this dua often. Why? Because now the month of Ramadan is coming. People have gone on record who are saying that now they are frightened because of the gatherings of the Muslims in the month of Ramadan. The third wave is coming. So we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth wave, fifth wave, many waves can come, but Allah ta'ala is there for us. Allah Ta'ala is the one who can remove this virus. So we need to make this dua that Allah protect the Muslims, protect us, grant us good health within the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make the month of Ramadan conducive for us. Dekh rin paata hai khankahon se apne iman mein kaif ehsani. So in by us coming in the khankam, a person leaves this life of all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He works on his iman and he gets this kaif ihsani, the sifat of ihsan. And what is that? That you worship Allah as if though you are seeing Allah. And if this is not possible, then know that Allah Ta'ala is seeing us. This is 100% Allah Ta'ala is seeing us. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over his bandas. A person in a supermarket, he sees any cameras, and then he is worried whether if someone can pick him up. Why in certain room there is someone behind a monitor? He is watching all the actions of everyone. He understands that someone is going to look at him. Someone is going to pick him up on that camera. So he refrains from that. So what about Allah Ta'ala's cameras upon us 24/7? Allah Ta'ala is with us every moment of our life. So when that ihsan comes, ihsan is not only in salah, that a person is performing salah as if though he is seeing Allah, and that is not the case, Allah is watching him. No, ihsan, Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, explains that a person came to him and said, Alhamdulillah, I've worked on this kaifat ihsan in my salah. So Hazrat said, this is not only restricted to your salah, it's restricted outside your salah as well. In every facet of your life, whether you're at home, in your public life, in your business life, in your social life, every life, the ihsan, that how Allah Ta'ala, the perception should be with you, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me all the time. Sohbat ahle dil ki barkat se dil mein akhtar ye kisi tabani. Then the sohbat, the association of to the barakat and the blessings of being in the association with the Ahle Dil. All of us got hearts, all of us got deals. But these, their hearts are such, they have sacrificed everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have made their hearts valuable, and because they have the marifat, the ish and the love of Allah flowing in their hearts. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah is asked the question, when does the sun rise? When the sun rises, when the sun becomes, when the horizon becomes red. So he says sometimes our heart, our desires, that khuna hasrat in our heart, and we sacrifice our desires, and that heart becomes very, very red. And then when it becomes very, very red, then the nur of marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rise in that heart. Like how in the horizon it becomes extremely red, then we find the sun that is rising. So when we sacrifice our desires, that haram desires of ours, and we because of that hasrat, our blood becomes extremely red, then the sun of Allah Ta'ala's marifat comes into that heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of experiencing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ish, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance in every step of our life. Inshallah.